Well, good morning, ACN family. My name is Diana Reeves, and I am a regional coordinator from the Maryland Marketplace. Voice is a little raspy this morning, so I'm going to be short in my message to you, and just want to share a couple of things with you this morning. I am on one of the personal development groups, and there was something in our Darren Hardy session that really hit my spirit and really made me think of where I am, because I'm always analyzing myself to see what is it I can do better. Am I a good leader? What is it that I'm doing that I need to improve on? And so we had this one session, and as a matter of fact, I was the one who was leading the session, and it was interesting that the session was about confidence. And we all know that we have confidence, but there's always so much more room for improvement. So the session was about the number one quality in a leader. And so this was a session on Darren Hardy, and he talked about the 12 most important attributes of a 21st century leader. And when he mentioned that the number one quality in a leader was confidence, in most cases, people will think it's probably education, you know, that most leaders have a great education. They went to the top schools, and education is just a major part of their being in their lives. And then some people would think it's experience. You know, all the jobs that they had and, the different things that they learned. But a lot of the leaders that we know today don't even really have experience. Just think about our leaders. Ms. Gabriel's a lawyer and Mr. Solomon, a social worker. They didn't have any experience in network marketing. So it's not experience. It's not education. And then you think about skills. What is it that a person's skill set that makes them a great leader? And skill wasn't the factor. And when Darren Hardy actually was talking about this session, he asked everyone in the audience what they thought was the number one quality in a leader. And people were talking about education, experience, and skill, and different attributes. But it wasn't any of those things. And so he said that all those things that people were talking about was not the number one thing. What you find out in most leaders is that all they have, the one thing that they all have that stands out, is that they have confidence. So they all share one quality as a leader, and that particular quality is confidence. And so that really made me think, am I confident enough in some of the things that I'm doing? So I wanted to share just a few things with you, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this because, we all talk about confidence, but he said a few things I just want to bring out to you. So he mentioned how confidence is something that we desperately seek as humans. And believe it or not, some people look for that quality in leaders because they don't have that quality in themselves. And so as people, we are attracted to someone who is confident. And I think about that because I look in Ms. Gabriel, who's our senior vice president, and she's so very confident. And then people are drawn to her. We know that she's funny and, she's caring, but she's confident. And you think about Mr. Solomon, the same thing. He has a caring heart. He's King Solomon and, wants to do things for people, but that one thing he has is confidence. And so that is something that I know that we all want to look at as we continue to grow and develop in our ACN business. So it is this number one quality people look for in leaders is confidence. And why is that? Because confidence is a powerful quality of leadership. It is a quality that is so desirable, that is so attractive. And with this quality, you have an ability to unconsciously draw people to you. It's just like somebody walking into the room and all they have to do is speak and start talking and people start looking at them. People get just so attracted to them and want to be a part of what they're doing because of their confidence. So people are looking for people who knows what they're talking about and can tell them what to do, especially when it comes to ACN business. And a lot of times when we are recruiting people, they're looking for someone who knows what they're doing. They're looking for someone who's going to say, okay, this is what you need to do to grow your business. That is confidence. That's what people are looking for as we continue to grow our business. So if you don't feel confident in believing what you are saying about your ACN business, how can anyone feel confident becoming a customer or being a recruit of yours? Think about that. If you're not confident in your direction, how can anybody follow you? If you are not certain in your abilities, how can anyone feel safe under your leadership? So some of us lack confidence or the depth of confidence needed to be a leader we want to be. And so that's the part I focus on, the depth of confidence in, you know, that I have. What is it I need to improve on? So Darren Hardy talked about some ways that you can rebuild your self-confidence. And he gave us this formula, and the formula was stated as such. Confidence equals actions plus skills plus results. So this is how you can build your confidence. I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this because I would just recommend if you are not in the personal development group, if you have not invested in this personal development group, Darren Hardy's, because I've done this the second time, and I've learned so much, you know, from this personal development group. And I also want to just encourage those who are not in the book club, you know, get involved. You know, find out what some of the other leaders are doing and on our team and make sure that you get involved. If this is your year to excel, if this is your year to push yourself to the next level, to the next position, then find out what's going on and make sure that you're doing the things that other people are doing so that you too can grow and you can too develop. So when we talk about confidence, confidence is a result. It's an outcome. It's not a cause. You don't start with confidence. You end up with it. And that was new to me. And I'm going to say a couple of things to you, which was an aha moment to me about confidence. So he mentioned that the formula was actions plus skills plus results. So let's talk about act. It's all about taking action. Action requires commitment and courage. It takes sacrifice and risk. Action begins with the process of paying the price for what we want. It activates the change and growth process. So before you have confidence, you have to act. You have to step into your fear, and once you step into the fear, it disappears. And you think about that. We all have fears in our lives, and a lot of times we see the fear and we kind of back off. We say, okay, I'm not going to do that. But if you see the fear in front of you, you want to step into that fear because once you step into that fear disappears. And so let me just talk a little bit about fear. Fear tells us what we have to do, what's important to us. The more you fear about a specific issue, the more certain you can be that the issue is important to you. If it meant nothing to you, then there would be no fear. So fear tells us what we have to do. So always remember to do the thing you fear the most. And always, and I think it was RVP Donna Perkins who talked about fear one time. She was saying, now fear's in your head. So you have to step into the fear so that it will disappear. And if fear is that, if it's that important to us, then that means there's something we need to push through so that we can come through on the other side to get what it is that we're looking for. So it is the fear of fear that stops us. It's not the thing that we're trying to get to. It's the fear. And if we let the fear stop us, and we'll never get to the other side and see what it is that we're trying to accomplish. So everything you want is on the other side of fear. So now push through that fear because you've got to make sure you're walking through it so it can disappear. Because as long as you don't, if you don't move that fear, it will always stay there and you'll never accomplish again what it is you're trying to become or be. So make sure that you push through that fear because it's on the other side of the fear that's what it is you're looking for. So the other part of that equation was skill. After you act, then you learn new skills. Skills are developed by doing. You have to work at it until you get good at it. So in the beginning, you may fail at it. So you may not do a great job, so that's okay. But the key is not wanting to fail at things will stop you from excelling in life. A lot of people said, if I fail, I don't want to go any further because, first of all, I don't want to be embarrassed. You know, I don't want people to see me, not doing well. But that's the time you have to push. Not wanting to fail at things will stop you from excelling in life. So take that risk. Don't worry about looking bad. Allow yourself to fail at something so that you can become an expert. Just begin and keep working at it. And, we think about the analogy, and I think this is what Darren Hardy was talking about. He had mentioned how, we see babies when they're first starting to walk. You know, they may stand up and they may wobble a little bit, but then they keep standing, and they will try their best to take that first step. And so they may take that first step, and then all of a sudden they'll fall down. But then they'll get back up. And then they'll try again, and they may fall down. But then they may get back up. But what they keep doing, they keep trying. They keep falling down, but they keep getting back up, and then they fall down again, and they get back up. And that's how we have to do, that's what we have to do as well, especially when there's fear in front of us. We need to keep pushing until we get through that fear. So, you know, the baby that keeps falling down, but they keep getting up and trying it over and over again until they finally get it. So the other part of that equation was results. And this was pretty interesting to me because I had it all wrong when it comes to results and when it comes to confidence. Because what Darren Hardy was saying is that success precedes confidence. And I don't know how many of you thought about this. I thought I had to be a confident person before I can be successful. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I have to learn these skills and get this knowledge and have this confidence. And the more I become more confident, I'm going to be successful. But I had it all wrong. This is where most people have it backwards. You don't wait to be confident and then become successful. You have confidence because of your evidence of success. So before you have confidence, you have to experience some success. So let's go and look at the formula again. You act, you develop a skill from taking that action, and your skill will produce results. The evidence of the results produce confidence. So remember to keep reinforcing your confidence, because we know how confidence is. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. It depends on the day. It changes day by day. So we have to keep reinforcing this confidence that we have in ourselves. So let me just ask you this, because I have, again, I'm always analyzing myself. So what do you do so good in ACN or not so good in ACN? Where do you need to build your confidence in your business? Because for me, and I know some of the other leaders on this line have talked about, you know, their next position they're going to get to, whether it be RD or RVP. And so that means we need to push. We need to push and you know, continue to improve on our confidence. So is the thing that you're trying to improve, this is presenting. And especially for some of those who are new, you know, are you trying to learn to present? And I need to raise my hand at that because I don't do a lot of presenting. Is it a mojo call like what I'm doing right now? If you have never done a mojo call, is that something you want to push through to build your confidence in your business? Is it stepping up to become a trainer on Saturday morning? You know, Ms. Gabriel will start most people right off it with mindset. You know, it's a very short training exercise. Is it launching a new IBO? So that's another area that I know I need to improve on. So if I'm identifying areas I need to improve on, then obviously that means there must have been a fear or something that has been stopping me from going to those areas. So now that I have taken this development course and focused on confidence, I'm now focusing on those areas that I really need to improve on because I do want to excel this year. I am a regional coordinator, but I will be a regional director. And so in order for me to do that, I have to push through the fear. I have to build my confidence so that I can reach the goals that I'm trying to reach. So listen, this year, make it worth your while. Walk through that fear. Step through it. Knock it down. Have a success story so that you can build your confidence and share with other people. Remember, as I said before, success precedes confidence. If the number one quality that people look for in a leader is confidence, then you have to have success in your business or any area of your life to build your confidence. So I hope you got something out of the message today, and I hope everyone have a wonderful day. Take care.